It's just after 3:30 on Thursday, the 12th of June. I'm about 50 kilometres north of Fortescue River Roadhouse, which is where I'm aiming for today. And I've done about 285 kilometres to get to this point. Just had a short break, taking my rain jacket off for the first time today. It hasn't rained really heavily, but it's been raining almost continuously since about 4 a.m. Just sort of slow spitting rain, but enough to get everything wet, and the side of the road's pretty muddy, and there's boggy bits on the dirt roads that lead off. I left Port Hedland about 1:45, about 12:45 this morning. I'd intended to leave a bit earlier, but in my stupefied state, before I went to bed, I set my alarm for AM instead of PM, and so it didn't go off. I didn't wake up until about an hour later than I meant to. But that meant I got about seven and a half hours sleep, which stood me instead for today. When I left, it was pretty overcast, so there's always going to be a chance of rain. And I was sort of battling a headwind slash crosswind for a while, not really strong, but enough to make the riding a bit labour intensive. But since the sun's come up, the wind swung around to be a tailwind most of the day, so it's been quite pleasant riding. The road's been relatively flat, although starting to get a few hills in now. Most of the time it's sort of been going across plains, great plains, occasionally climbing through these small treeless hills. There's lots of other sort of treeless hills, tussled grass on them, red rock, red soil, very few trees, quite barren looking. But this area, of course, from Port Hedland down past Karratha, which I just went past an hour or two ago, is the heart of the Western Australian mining boom. And the evidence is all around. The road's been busy with industrial traffic, trucks, mining, four-wheel drives. Everything's got yellow flashing lights on the roof. Lots of oversized trucks. A few rail lines that carry that cart the iron ore to the coast or the other minerals. Vast level of geological and industrial activity. Every now and then you look out, there's a mine of some description, or they're drilling for something, or there's a grader at work, or there's a collection of porter cabins over somewhere, and all these roads disappearing off to the side with the names of various mining companies and things on them. Yesterday that the average house price in Karratha is more than $1 million. So accommodation's pretty hard to get, but that's in sync with the motel prices in Port Hedland, where I was yesterday. I decided to stop at Port Hedland instead of going, and I found out I couldn't get a room at a place called Wim Creek. And the first place I rang up was the South Hedland Budget Motel, and they were quoting $199 for a room, a single standard room, which I declined. But I still ended up paying $140 for a fairly dilapidated cabin in a caravan park. And all the dazzle, or most of the my, just while I'm talking, I'm watching two very big eagles take off to my left. They must have been feeding. Oh yeah, there's a bit of a dead kangaroo on the side of the road there that they're tucking into. With the rain, it's been relatively cool, so I haven't been able to ride with my rain jacket on all day. And because of the sort of treeless nature of the landscape here, I was thinking to myself, it's almost like riding across the Scottish moors in a few places. It had an almost alpine feel to it, but this would be one of the cooler days in this area. And it's still not that cold. It'd be probably 18, 19 degrees centigrade. And so I'm probably lucky. It could be pretty hot riding across the road at the moment. I was toying with the idea of not stopping at Fortescue, but keeping on going through the night. There's not that many accommodation options going ahead, and it's a bit hard to tell what the weather conditions are going to be like tomorrow. Hoping that there's going to be a tailwind continuing, but you can't bet on that. I know that I start to get into some hills fairly soon, so I figured that riding through the night, if I start to encounter hills and it was still raining and the winds were adverse, it might not be a good thing. So I've been into Fortescue, I called them from back near Karratha. They're holding a room for me. I should be there around 5:30, and then I'll get up at midnight and try and get away quickly. And I also called up, I think it's called Linnea Road, and I'll get a room there tomorrow night. Friday the 13th is the good one to me. That's 380 kilometres away, so tomorrow's going to be a big day. And if the winds are against me or the hills are too bad, there's no way I'm going to make it. But we'll see. It's going to close at 8 o'clock at night. There's a roadhouse that I should get to around breakfast time tomorrow, Nanatara, where there is a phone box. And I promised I'd call from there if I wasn't going to make it. I imagine by the time I get to the Terror, I'll have a very good idea of whether I'm going to make it or not. Test cricket starts again tonight, last one. It's against the West Indies, so that'll give me something to listen to in the small hours. I'm listening to the radio quite a lot. Certainly interesting, the regional radio in the Kimberley and the mining districts. You pick up a lot of stuff that you wouldn't hear otherwise. Some of it's boring, some of it's quite interesting. Doing plenty of toots and waves from trucks. Not so many caravans and tourists down this way. We're sort of south of the Kimberley area. But the trucks are still get off the road if it looks like this.